Teddy Bridgewater, what he brings at quarterback for you guys?
You know, I can't say that he brings much more than what Matt Castle brought, because Matt Castle was a great quarterback for us. And, you know, unfortunately, with the horrible injury that he had, it's time for Teddy to, you know, get his chance to step up. And he got a lot of experience in New Orleans over this past week, and he had some preseason games. And, you know, we trust Teddy to step up and make plays for us.
Do you feel like he's ready?
I do feel like he's ready. You know, I played a lot with Teddy in the preseason game, and my confidence in Teddy is 100%. And I've had confidence on him first day he came in, just talking to the guy and, you know, kind of picking his brain. And he can definitely lead us to victory also.
So in some ways, he almost doesn't seem like a rookie.
You know, you're right about that. His poise and the way he carries himself, he definitely carries himself, you know, like a vet.
What were your impressions of the way he kind of handled the situation when he was thrown into it yesterday?
He handled the situation great. He managed the offense. He took control, and he also scrambled around. He made some throws and made some plays for us. So him stepping in that situation in his first, you know, live game, it gives you a little confidence about him.
Didn't seem rattled at all.
Not rattled at all. And, you know, just knowing Teddy and knowing the type of person Teddy is, he's not really the type to get rattled. And, like, that's what you want to see in your quarterback.
Jerry, the quarterback switch aside, what does the offense have to do to get more points on the board?
You know, we just got to come out each. This just starts in practice when we get back Wednesday, working hard each and every day. And, you know, film study also, know exactly what, you know, what they're going to do in what situations. And, you know, also it just comes back to us. We just have to keep on keeping on. And we showed signs of how good the offense can be back in the preseason. I know that doesn't matter now, but we're going to keep doing the work that we need to do to be a great offense.
Is the red zone a particular focus for you guys?
You know, I think we can do a little bit better in the red zone, and that's my personal opinion. I think we made it down, what, 3 times and kicked field goals. So, you know, if we get 7 points there, that's we win the game with just, you know, within them 3 drives.
Mm-hmm. What changes for you when there's a quarterback switch, or for the wide receivers as a whole? Is it any different? Or?
Well, it's no different from us. You know, regardless of who's quarterback, we got to go out, block, run our routes, and win and expect the ball. So, you know, regardless of who the quarterback is, we do the same things.
I suppose besides the opponents, what's changed from the preseason to the regular season when you guys were scoring against the ones in the preseason, and now it's dried up a little bit?
You know, I really can't call that one. That's a tough to call what's different and what's not. I know we executed way better back in the preseason, which I feel that we're going to get our offense going. I really feel that. So, you know, our defense just keep playing great, and our offense will complement that.
Do you remember when you first got your extended look in the NFL? Is there anything you remember about that and something you can impart on Teddy for how he can handle it?
I do. It was my rookie year. Percy had just came off he had just sprained his ankle. It was a Detroit game. I scored a touchdown my first game as a rookie. So
just to get that one out.
It was. But like I say, Rick, I mean, Teddy, his composure is great, and he shows it on and off the field, and he showed y'all. I mean, well, you know, he showed y'all. I see it all the time, but you know, he showed y'all a different, you know, a great side of Teddy and what could be a great quarterback here for us.